تعال عالبدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع، وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع. Oh, the white moon rose over us from the valley of Wada, and we owe it to show gratefulness where the call is to Allah. أيها المبعوث فينا، جئت بالأمر المطاع، جئت شرفت المدينة.
Look at me. Look at me. Happened about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Sun. 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. With a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And good evening to all of you out there in Wacky Wonka. Wookiee Land. I am happy to say hello to you here on our last Wonka Radio of 2015. It is New Year's Eve, and I had a really hard time this evening deciding what stories to share with you. Of course, I being Liesl, your host here on Wonka Radio this evening. But I had been visiting our local library, the Chico branch of the Butte County Library, and I came across this amazing book, and it kind of continues a theme that we've had going here on Wonka Radio all year of picture books that are actually true stories. And so this evening I'm sharing with you Little Melba and Her Big Trombone. It's by Catherine Russell Brown and incredible illustrations by Frank Morrison. I really encourage you to go out and look for a copy of this book because it's got all kinds of really interesting information in it that we may not be able to get to this evening. And as you're listening to this, I want you to consider why I might have chosen this story, this true story of Melba Liston and her big trombone. Spread the word, little Melba Doretta Liston was something special. The year she was born was 1926. The place was Kansas City, where you could reach out and feel the music. The avenues were lined with jazz clubs, street bands, and folks harmonizing on every corner. All the hot music makers made sure they had a gig in Kansas City, which they also called KC. From as far back as her memory would go, Melba loved the sounds of music. Blues, jazz, and gospel rhythms danced in her head. The plink of a guitar, the hum of a bass, the thrum-thrum of a drum, the ping-pang of a piano, and the tremble of a sweet horn. Notes stirred and rhythms bubbled all through Melba's home. She couldn't get enough. Music was always on her mind. She daydreamed about beats and lyrics. Music was on Melba's mind at night, too, when she should have been fast asleep. Melba loved to hum along with the radio. Sometimes the music sounded so good she cupped her ear to the majestic radio and closed her eyes. She especially loved Fats Waller with his growly voice and booming piano. The player piano came alive when Melba's kinfolk stopped by. While Melba pedaled, her aunties danced around the room. With all that music flying by, Melba wanted to create her own sounds. When she was 7 years old, she decided to sign up for music class at school. What instrument could I play? Melba wondered. At the traveling music store, Melba eyed a long, funny-looking horn. That one, she cried. It's beautiful. A trombone? Mama Lucille frowned. It's big, and you're a little girl. Oh, please, Melba begged. Mama Lucille bought the shiny trombone on the spot. She couldn't say no to her only child. Melba beamed from ear to ear and squeezed her new friend. That night, on the porch, Melba listened to Grandpa John play his guitar. This time, she had her own music maker. Grandpa John showed Melba how to cradle the horn. She tried to push out the slide, but her arm was too short. She tried to tilt her head sideways and stretch out her right arm. Melba gave the horn a mighty blow. Oh, it sounded bad, like a howling dog. I'm no good, Grandpa, Melba said, tearing up. If you can blow, you can play, Grandpa John said. Now stand up straight and blow steady. Melba stayed up real late and practiced until she could play a simple tune all by herself. Even with her keen ear, teaching herself to play the trombone was no piece of cake, but Melba kept blowing her horn, getting better day by day. The cool brass of the horn felt swell on her fingers. Before long, Melba and her horn were making magic. She was only 8 when the local radio station invited her to come on and play a solo. Mama Lucille and Grandpa John were so proud as they watched little Melba play her big trombone live on the radio. But hard times hit rock bottom in 1937. That's when Melba and her mother moved to Los Angeles. The long train ride took them 5 states west and worlds away from Kansas City. Melba's new teachers discovered that she was as smart as a whip. Her test scores were so high, the principal skipped her up from the 6th grade to the 8th. In high school, Melba joined Alma Hightower's famous after-school music club. Melba quickly became the star player in the club's band, the Melodic Dots. The other club members struggled to keep up with Melba. Jealous boys called her bad names. She tried not to care, but way down deep, the names hurt. Melba used her horn to turn all those hurt feelings into soulful music. Melba's talent kept growing. She began writing music, too. And then in 1943, when she was 17, Melba was invited to tour the country with a new band led by trumpet player Gerald Wilson. "Go meet the world," Mama Lucille said, and hugged Melba goodbye. "You have my blessing." Melba could feel it in her bones. The jazz scene was calling her name. Traveling with the band was a thrill. Each city, from Salt Lake to New York, was an eyeful of something new. Melba became a master musician. She composed and arranged music, spinning rhythms, harmonies, and melodies into gorgeous songs. And when Melba played the trombone, her bold notes and one-of-a-kind sound mesmerized the crowd. Still, Melba was lonely. She was the only woman in the band. Some of the men were cruel. Others acted as if she wasn't there. Melba let the music in her head keep her company. Rough times came when Melba traveled down south with singer Billie Holiday and her band. Some white folks didn't show good manners towards folks with brown skin. Hotel rooms were hard to come by, and the band members often had to sleep on the bus. Restaurants didn't always want their business. In the clubs, audiences sometimes sat and stared at the band or didn't show up at all. Discouraged, Melba almost walked away from her trombone for good. But Melba's fans wouldn't let her quit. By the 1950s, all the cool jazz musicians wanted some Melba magic. Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Quincy Jones, and many more. They wanted to be on the bandstand with Melba and her divine horn. They wanted to play Melba's music. Melba and her music trotted around the globe, dazzling audiences and making headlines in Europe, the Middle East, and even Asia. All her life, Melba kept composing and arranging music, kept making her trombone sing. Spread the word, Melba Doretta Liston was something special. The Wasn't that fantastic? That was Melba Liston and her band called Her Bones. And that was a really cool song called Pow. Did you get it? I felt really pow'd with that. I thought that was fantastic. So I encourage you, if you like jazz music, if you like learning about other pioneers, if you like hearing about people who were inspired to do something, as you may be in this new year, then I would like to encourage you to go on YouTube and look for Melba Liston. There's some amazing live recordings of her with bands. I bet you could learn something really cool. And I have to just share with you what Chewbacca has to say about this. That is, of course, Wookiee, and that translates into, I love this band. So I hope that you're learning your Wookiee, and you could translate some of these other things that Chewbacca might have to say over the course of this evening here on Wonka Radio on KZFR. And the next story that I have for you, I think, is a good partner to Little Melba and her big trombone. This is called Kenya's Song, and it's written by Linda Trice, and the illustrations also are very beautiful by Pamela Johnson. Daddy's home! Daddy's home! Kenya gave her daddy a big hug. Will you help me with my homework? She asked him. Daddy put his music bag on the piano. What do you have to do? He asked. Well, we have to tell the class what our favorite song is. Kenya said. I don't have one. Pardon me. You should just pick this one, Kenya's big sister Mosi said. She sang a song about a town full of silly people. And everyone laughed. Then Mom sang a song about a happy family. She had such a beautiful voice. By the end of the song, the whole family was singing the chorus together. Those are your favorite songs, Kenya said. I need to find my own. Well, start with your favorite music, Daddy said. What is it? Jazz, of course, Kenya said. Jazz, like you play, Daddy. There are all kinds of jazz songs, he said as he sat down. He played a fast, happy swing tune. Kenya and Mosi couldn't help dancing. Then he played a blues song, slow and so sad that Kenya felt like crying. What kind of jazz do you like best? Daddy asked. I don't know, Kenya said. Come with me to rehearsals tomorrow, Daddy said. There are songs out there that you've never heard. Maybe one of them will be your favorite. The next day, Daddy took Kenya to the Caribbean Cultural Center. Kenya was surprised to find her friend Celia there. Did you find your favorite song? Kenya asked her. My favorite is a Cuban folk song, Celia said. Cuba is where my family's from, but I'm singing a salsa song in the center's show. Maybe you'll want that for your favorite. Daddy played the piano while Celia sang. What a great song, Kenya said. It reminds me of the hot sauce Daddy puts on barbecued ribs. So spicy. But I don't think it's my favorite. Well, I have to help the Haitian group now, Daddy said. Why don't you and Celia explore the center? There are lots of things to do, and people are singing in every room. You'll hear songs that you never heard before. Kenya and Celia played the steel drums in the Trinidad room. They danced the merengue in the Dominican Republic room. They made maracas in the Puerto Rico room. People sang everywhere, some in English, some in Spanish, and some in French. There were songs that Kenya had never heard before. These songs are wonderful, Kenya told Celia, but none of them is my favorite. Daddy and Kenya walked home through the park. Their feet kept time together. One, two, three, four, like a marching band beat. We're making music with our feet, Kenya said. Let's find words to go with it, Daddy said. They walked past people selling hot food from all over the world. It all smelled so good. Daddy started to sing. Kalalu and good aki. Jamaican food tastes good to me, Kenya finished. She started another line. I like tamales, nice and hot, she sang. Play those drums, please don't stop, answered Daddy. Singing teenagers rolled past on their skateboards. Their song was so lively that Kenya and Daddy danced to the beat. A young couple on a park bench sang love songs to each other. A grandpa sang to a baby in a stroller. Girls with bouncing braids sang jump rope songs. People were singing everywhere. Kenya was confused. There were so many songs in the world and in so many different languages. How could she choose her favorite, just one favorite? That evening, Kenya told Mosey about her day as they sat at the dinner table. Excuse me, as they set the dinner table. Mosey was impressed. You met people from so many different countries. Were any of their songs your favorite? She asked. Well, they were all wonderful, Kenya said, but none of them was my favorite. She sang a couple of the tunes for Mosey. Doesn't matter where you're from, Mosey sang. Just sing your song and play your drum, Kenya sang back. That's it! That's it! Kenya ran out of the dining room and right into Daddy. Daddy, I know what my favorite song is, she whispered something to him. That's a great idea, he said. Let's get to work. Kenya came to class on Monday, full of excitement. The classroom was decorated with pictures, posters, and flags. Mrs. Garcia had brought in a piano, and many of Kenya's friends were dressed in special outfits. Did you find your favorite song? Celia asked. It's a surprise, Kenya said. Some students brought in recordings of their favorite songs. A few played musical instruments from their grandparents' homelands. There were all sorts of drums. Celia sang her Cuban folk song. The twins, Marie and Madeline, brought a lullaby their Haitian grandmother used to sing to them. When Tomas and Emma announced, "We will sing and show everyone how to dance the merengue," Kenya and Celia smiled at each other. They already knew how to dance the merengue. Finally, it was Kenya's turn. She nodded to Mrs. Garcia, who opened the classroom door. Daddy walked in and sat at the piano. My favorite song is the song of my community, Kenya said. It's full of everything. Salsa, jazz, merengue, Spanish, English, French. She paused to catch her breath. And I want everyone to sing it with me. Daddy played a few notes on the piano, then Kenya started to sing. English, French, Spanish too. Music's how I speak to you. Doesn't matter where you're from. Just sing your song and play your drum. Celia tapped her feet under her desk to the rhythm of Kenya's song. Tomas and Emma danced. Even Mrs. Garcia joined in drumming on a pair of bongos. Soon everyone was singing along. English, French, Spanish too. Music's how I speak to you. Doesn't matter where you're from. Just sing your song and play your drum. Oh my gosh, that was Kenya's song. She went through so much to choose that song to share with her class, and she learned so much, just like Melba Liston did too, when she stuck with it and pursued her career as a trombone player. So I hope that you have been inspired to listen to some good music, to maybe explore your own musical talents, and to think about the things that you would like to do over this new year. And I hope that it is a wonderful one, and I look forward to sharing lots and lots of it with you. And I will just say to you one thing, or actually Chewy will. That translates into "you look fabulous." So I appreciate your staying here with me on Wonka Radio this evening. Don't touch that dial, because Brenton is in the house with Radio Radix, and he has got some crucial reggae to share with you this evening, my friends. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful time celebrating and ringing in the new year. I'll leave you with this one final question. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.